Bring back fondue. I mean, with sleet outside, the temperature freezing our nether parts, and a deep need for warm community around the table, fondue is what we need. Now, I'm not talking about the gloppy treat of the 60s and 70s. Fondue is art in places like Switzerland, where writer Tim Neville met and studied with the kings of cheese. Contributor David Leet got him to discuss the ins and outs of authentic fondue.
Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thanks for having me.
So fondue, huh?
I love it. Absolutely brilliant.
Tell me, how did you go from the idea of what we know in America as fondue to this trek all the way to Switzerland to find out the mysteries of fondue?
Well, you know, I missed out on that whole U.S. fondue thing. And, you know, I grew up in the 80s and, you know, for whatever reason, my parents weren't into the fondue thing. And so I was 18 the first time I had it. And it was in Switzerland as an exchange student. One wintry night, my host father made a fondue, and I had never heard of such a thing. You know, all of a sudden, our house just starts smelling like what I thought was a footlocker. I mean, it was just this horrible, pungent smell. And, you know, we sat down and you know, I tried it, and wow, I mean, a whole new world opened up to me.
You know, maybe so it blew you away.
Totally blew me away. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, so long story short, you know, that was 25 years ago. And then my wife and I, we got a chance to move back to Switzerland a few years ago. And there I sort of really dug in. And when we moved back to Oregon in 2011, I was determined to sort of keep that spirit alive of what I'd learned about fondue. But I realized I didn't really know that much. And so I pitched a magazine. I said, you know, I'd love to go back to Switzerland and find the old school cheese masters who could take me deep into the ways of the fondue.
And who were those cheese masters, those king of cheeses that you talk about?
Well, the main guy would be this guy by the name of Fred Fischer, or Fred Fischer, as the Swiss like to say.
Fred Fischer. And
he's this fourth generation dairyman. He had run a cheese shop in a little town outside of Bern called the Chazi, which is just cheese shop in Swiss German. What he did, which I thought was really interesting, was, you know, he's a businessman. So he's like, I've got all these cheeses, and he had cheeses that no other people had. And so he started blending them. He started taking a little bit from this one, a little bit from that one, and coming up with these recipes. And, you know, by the time he was done, he had penned 50 different fondue recipes. You know, a classic fondue might involve two cheeses, let's say. Well, his blends would involve seven cheeses. And one of those cheeses, like a classic fondue cheese, a Gruyere cheese, he might use three different ages. And then he would start adding all these different ingredients to it, things that the Swiss would be like, why are you adding pesto, you know, to your fondue? Or why are you adding whiskey? And came up with all these wonderful names for his different fondues, you know, the James Bond fondue, the flambé fondue, the fireman fondue, and all these different things. So he ended up being the master who sort of taught me what it is, you know, made me the master, let's say.
Okay. So let's take a step back. Let's talk about the basic cheeses, those two cheeses that must be in there as a base.
Sure. So when you go to Switzerland, like the classic fondue is going to have a base of Gruyere and Vachon. Mm-hmm. And Gruyere is like different than, you know, what you think of like Wisconsin Gruyere. It's Le Gruyere. So it's a Gruyere cheese made sort of in the Prealp region of Switzerland. So both of those cheeses come from there. So the classic recipe is what they call a moitié-moitié, so a half and half. So it's half Gruyere and half Vacherin. And then a white wine and then Kirsch. But fondue is a little bit like, I guess, like biscuits or something. Like everybody has their own way
recipe
of making it.
So take us through making a fondue. How would we do it?
The wonderful thing about today is a lot of these cheeses are actually not so difficult to get. Trader Joe's actually carries the real Gruyere. Vacherin,
imported Gruyere is what you're talking about.
It is, right? But they have it under their own label. But the first time I tasted it, I was like, this is the real Gruyere for sure. Mm. So you want that. And then Vacherin you'll have to get from usually, you know, a cheese specialty shop or like a gourmet grocer. And if you can't find Vacherin, you can use something like an Emmental cheese. Emmental has a much more neutral flavor to it. And so automatically, in my opinion, your fondue is going to be stepped down just a little bit. So really try to find that Vacherin if you can. I learned how to make a fondue using the metric system. So you're going to want a scale and then like one of those glass Pyrex measuring cups with metric units on it as well. And so the key formula, and fondue is all about the formula, is 200 grams of cheese per person. That's about 7 ounces of cheese per person. But no one ever eats fondue alone, so you're going to always think of it in terms of two. So roughly then 400 grams of cheese for every two people. And you want to have your cheese chopped up into small cubes or grated. Now, you want a nice fondue pot. Mine's ceramic. You just want something that's going to like help distribute the heat more evenly. And so you're going to take some garlic and you're going to rub the clove of garlic around the inside and the bottom of the pot. Just kind of smear it around. Chop up the rest, throw it in. Throw your cheese in, throw your wine in. And then ideally, you want to let that sit. This is something that Fred taught me. You want to let it sit for at least an hour. Just let it get all kind of gooey all in there before you start heating it up over a stove, about medium heat. Now, another key thing is that you want to add starch, and that's roughly 1 teaspoon of cornstarch per person. And then as you begin to heat this up, you want to use a wooden spoon with the hole in it and stir slowly in a figure eight, just kind of like easily.
Real lazy.
Getting it going real lazily. Yeah, exactly. Like you don't want to bring this thing to a roiling boil by any means. You just kind of want it to melt nice and slowly. And what's going to happen, and I used to panic with this, is that it begins to separate. And you're like, oh no, I've ruined it. Take a deep breath. Just wait. And it should all come back together. Now, one of the fun things to do is to add just a little bit of kirsch. Sometimes, you know, if I'm feeling like it, I'll have some, I'll add the cornstarch to the kirsch and mix it in that way and add that in as everything's getting all liquidy and just kind of let that get in there. And that really gives it an aromatic kick to it, I guess. Other people will just keep kirsch, like a nice cherry brandy, off on the side, and they'll dip their square cubes of bread into the kirsch before they dip it into the pot of cheese.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful.
Tim, thanks for coming on the show. You have made all of us very hungry. I'm sure we're going to run off right now and get those cheeses from our local cheesemonger.
I sure hope so. Happy fondueing.
Thanks.
Tim Neville is a correspondent for Outside Magazine and a freelancer for the New York Times. David Leet is the publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Now head to splendidtable.org for Tim's fondue manifesto and the recipe for that 007 fondue.